Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This Greg Reese report we're about to air is so powerful. I'm airing it a second day in a row. The full report's at Mandog Video. It's so important. Please hit the report and share it with everyone you know. Arsonist agents of the left set fire to West Coast as Democrat leaders blame climate change.
This perfect storm. The debate is over around climate change. Just come to the state of California. Observe it with your own eyes. It's not an intellectual debate. It's not even debatable.
The debate is over around climate change.
California's rogue governor says the fires are due to climate change. But anyone with a modicum of awareness knows that this is an outrageous lie. We know exactly what causes the California wildfire. It is the result of two factors, dry seasons and people. Official state records have only been kept since the 1950s. And 2020 has been the most destructive season on record. But this isn't a new phenomenon, and the fires of the past were more destructive than the modern era. Through studies of tree rings and other natural evidence, researchers have documented multiple droughts in California during the past 1,000 years, including one that began in the year 850, which lasted 2.5 centuries. Before European settlers arrived in California, indigenous peoples used controlled burns to manage the dry season and to increase and improve their harvest. It is estimated they would burn 4.4 million acres of forest each year, and that is twice as much as 2020. Studies have shown that 97% of all forest fires are caused by humans. Smoking, campfires, and other accidents have always been a problem. Experts blame the recent wildfires on fire suppression and an overabundance of wood fuel. One of the reasons why the indigenous people burned so much forest was to keep this under control. Aside from human accidents, there is also arson, and we have seen plenty of arson in 2020. It's been sort of the theme.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it.
Several people have been arrested for starting fires along the entire West Coast. Homeowners are catching arsonists on their property. There are reports of people throwing Molotov cocktails out of moving vehicles on the freeway.
Vehicle 213 northbound 205. It's a dark Subaru with Texas plates throwing Molotov cocktails.
And there are videos of arsonists setting people's homes on fire. We know for certain that at least one of the arrested arsonists is directly involved with the BLM Antifa movement. And the rest certainly seem to fit the bill. Local news is reporting on it.
A man has been arrested, accused of starting this fire.
One of two men accused of intentionally setting fire to fields along freeways.
But the FBI and the mainstream media are in full denial. A Clackamas County Sheriff's deputy was placed on administrative leave after warning locals about coordinated arson attacks.
What I'm worried about is that there's people stashing stuff, right?
Right.
It means that they're going to go in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't want to sound like some doomsdayer,
right,
but it's getting serious.
And the Democrat Party is telling you it is all climate change.
Mother Earth is angry. She's telling us, whether she's telling us with hurricanes on the Gulf Coast, or fires in the West, whatever it is, that the climate crisis is real and has an impact.
And telling you that the fires will soon come to your town if you don't vote for climate change.
What we're experiencing right here is coming to community all across the United States of America unless we get our act together on climate change.
Which is a pretty nasty threat, considering how many cities across America have burned by the hands of radical leftists over the summer. The 2006 film Apocalypto beautifully illustrated how the ancient Mayans' advanced knowledge of astronomy could have been used to frighten the superstitious masses into offering their own to be sacrificed on the altar of false idols, who had the power to blacken out the sun. And there is nothing new under the sun. People today will throw away their children's birthright.
This is going to come down to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Kleptomania.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Pyromania.
Who has
necrophilia?
Who has this?
Pedophilia.
Who?
Vampirism.
Who has this?
Masochism. These are just a few of the historical and psychological terms of things we know about. Types of people that have been seen over and over again. Stereotypes that are stereotypes because they're real. And my friend Mike Judge, decades ago, came out with Beavis and Butthead, who are juvenile delinquents with very low IQs. And what are they like? Fire, 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 fire. They like the feeling of power when they see something burning down. They like destruction. Because they have low IQs. Because they resonate with a very low frequency. But if you look at the dozens of people arrested in Oregon and arrested in California, they look like Beavis and Butthead. The women look like Beavis and Butthead. The men look like Beavis and Butthead. And they're Antifa and they're Black Lives Matter. And the local sheriffs talk about it and they get put on leave because Facebook says you're not allowed, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center that run big tech, they said, oh, there's no arson on the West Coast. Antifa just posts on their Facebook shots of them in their forestry outfit and their mask with cans of gasoline on their back going out to do important forestry work. And then they tell you it's climate change after they launch the terror attacks. And what did they say in the 70s and 80s with the rewilding project, the feds and leftist states passed? They said, we're going to let things go back to, quote, its natural way before humans existed, and we're not going to cut fire breaks, and we'll just let fire take its course, making much of the West uninhabitable. And you know, why would they do that? Because when you look at Governor Newsom, I mean, if I was going to cast somebody as a psychotic lying demon, it'd be him. Up there in the fire, in the smoke, saying, this is climate change, looking like, again, he just got a $1 billion lottery. Because they're organizing the crisis, the COVID to lock you down, the fires to lock you down. And they engineered this, and the fires get worse each year because they won't let anybody under California law clear out any of the underbrush. Of course, the indigenous thousands of years ago, they've done all the studies, cleaned out all those areas. And they did bigger control burns. You know, growing up in Texas, if the wind turns towards the north, we always get smoke in the fall. And it's the Mexican farmers burning their fields. And why do they burn their fields? And why do they cut breaks? And why do they trim the jungle? Because they're putting fire breaks in, and then they scoop up the ash from the fire breaks that they, every 4 or 5 years, they rotate it. They'll burn different ones. You don't have to burn it every year. They'll burn the brush that grows up in a fire break. And then they take that ash in wheelbarrows and they dump it on their crops, and they don't have to buy the expensive fertilizer. Mexican farmers don't buy fertilizer, folks. They do it the way we used to, and the crops are better. But again, that's all agriculture. Agriculture itself has been taken away from us, and we've gotten chemical agriculture now. And some farmers do that, and that's their business. But they have extincted agriculture that is renewable. So the globalists always tell you they're doing stuff for the earth, but it's never for the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows Mexican produce is excellent. Now they're trying to get some of their own big farms, their chemical farms, their own corruption, their own problems. But still, especially in southern Mexico, it is indigenous. So they said, go back before humans were here. Well, before humans did fire breaks, they know from the records there were fires 5, 10, 20 times bigger that sometimes would burn across half the United States or half of what's Russia or half of areas of Africa, destroying millions and millions of acres. But humans make the environment better in many cases, especially when it comes to agriculture. And that's where all the wildlife floods into human agriculture belts and floods into areas where humans pump water up out of the underground aquifers and turn deserts green. We do a great job. We're good. We're valuable. We're not bad. We're not creating the animal-human clones. We're not creating all the GMO crops that don't even produce seeds. And even mainstream news gets it. California's always had fires. Environmental alarmism makes them worse than necessary. On purpose. Prehistoric fire area and emissions from California forests, woodlands, shrublands, and grasslands show the fires were much worse in the past than they are now. But the old fire breaks that haven't been built since the 70s are grown up. And so it's going to get bad. But Newsom is so pleased with what he's done. Economic attack. Attack by the fires. Attack by the culture. Attack on our dollar. Attack on our sovereignty. Attack on the military. Attack on the police. Attack from leftist governments on the lowest level of government, the police, to bully them into total submission that if they don't do what they're told, they will die. And that leads me to this. I'm sure you've already all seen it. We covered it last night on the Sunday show. Hope they die. Protesters gather outside hospital, treating two California deputies shot in the ambush. It's silent video, but here's the footage of the deputies parked outside. A black male comes over, shoots both of the sheriff's deputies in the head. And within an hour of the police releasing the video, while the officers fight for their lives, here comes the crowd chanting, "We hope they die," and threatening to kill those police officers, and the Democratic Party, Gravel Institute, and others came out and defended it. And Twitter defended it. Here's some of the video of Black Lives Matter at the hospital.
Staff, whatever. What's up there, Black family? This is Kevin Ward Price, Africa Town Coalition. We are out here at St. Francis Hospital, where two of America's most notorious gang members have been brought to. We're going to go up here and just check on these murderers right here. These pigs out here, they are telling us that we cannot come in here and see these individuals who's been shot down at the motherfucker train station. You understand what I'm saying?
There's no visitation allowed, sir.
What?
There's no visitation allowed, sir.
Okay.
This is a public hospital, right here. It's a private hospital.
And you're telling us that we cannot.
It's a private hospital, sir. It's a private hospital.
It's public.
No, it's not. That's not county. It's private.
You need to go.
We all got COVID.
We're in the
We hope they die. We hope you die.
Shot and gun down.
That's all you're dying. One by one, you stupid.
There's going to be a lot of motherfuckers coming down here.
Imagine trying to go in the hospital where two cops are fighting their lives and saying they deserve to die, and then wondering why you're not let in. There was an excellent Australian TV piece that they lay out the fact that in Melbourne, the police chief said, well, we were told to let Black Lives Matter have their demonstration by the mayor, because if we didn't, they'd burn down the city. There were 20,000 of them. But the peaceful anti-mass protests do what we say, so we beat them up. And they said that's orders of the mayor, who signed on to the UN and Communist China and signed a treaty with China that China runs Melbourne. And why does the Australian government just arrest that mayor? See, I mean, we're all under the United Nations. The UN tells major universities like Stanford that they can't interview professors saying COVID's overblown, and they take down the YouTube video. That's where we are. That's where all this has gone. We'll be right back. I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. We have special guests coming up. InfoWars.com tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, thank you so much for joining us. Now, I want to show you what's happening in Australia, because this is the model. This is what's coming here. This is being announced in Ohio. It's being announced in California, Canada, in Quebec City. They're now arresting and grabbing people and taking them out of their homes. But some of their national newscasters are really starting to get it and understand it and lay out the fact that the police chiefs are admitting, we're ordered to do this. Because if the public complies, we enslave them. If you don't comply, you're the boss. Because, the UN mayor says, oh, Black Lives Matter can do whatever they want. That's a UN George Soros group in Australia. And so the police have to stand down there. But if you want to go out and say, we don't want the mask, you're not allowed to, because that violates the WHO directive. And the mayor of Melbourne has signed on to that. This is worldwide. The United Nations in charge. So here's a woman being dragged out of her car at a checkpoint for COVID-19 because they say her phone mount is in the wrong spot. This is the absolute tyranny. Here it is.
They sell them everywhere. They sell them at petrol stations.
That's not the problem anymore. The problem is you're not stating your name to me.
Just because I have a car charger.
Can you get out of the car, please?
No, I don't feel safe. You're armed.
You're safe, don't you worry about that.
No, I don't feel safe. You're attempting to get into my vehicle. What are you doing? Why? Excuse me, you're not practicing.
Matt.
What the f*** are you doing? What the f*** are you doing?
Relax! She was dragged away to a detention center. At a checkpoint. Now, here's Andrew Bolt on national TV laying out what really happened. It's powerful. It's important. Here it is.
Have you noticed increasingly how there seems to be one law for the peaceful and another for the dangerous? The easier you are to bully around because you're a law-abiding, nice person, don't want to create too much fuss, the easier you are to bully around, the more your freedoms are actually in danger. Now, the state where this is most obvious, although it's obvious now everywhere, is Victoria. It really is a basket case, Victoria. It really now stands a warning to the rest of Australia. It's madness there. Now, the first blatant example of this phenomenon of bullying the lawful rather than policing the wicked, the first blatant example I came across in Victoria was 12 years ago when the Bandido bikie gang was actually given a police escort through Melbourne. Traffic lights all turned off to let them through. VIP treatment. Later I saw police have the hide to charge peaceful speakers of the right or the libertarian centre, charge them for protecting them from the mobs that were unlawfully attacking them. Milo Yiannopoulos got charged. Lawrence Southern got charged. The people being attacked got the bill. But the people actually doing the attacking, breaking the law, throwing rocks, trying to physically, well, not just trying, physically punching and threatening and menacing, they didn't get the bill. Not from the police. Unbelievable. And that's, I think, because the peaceful are more likely to pay up, more likely to take this on the chin. Whereas Antifa, you go, good luck trying to get a dollar out of that lot. But this year came an example that really infuriated a lot of people, changed the debate about the virus panic and how it was policed. Police did not charge one single person at a Black Lives Matter protest in Melbourne. A couple of, what was it, 10,000, 20,000 people there? Did not charge a single one of them for breaking the law, even though this protests had been banned under the state's tough virus laws. In fact, some police even kneeled to the protesters who were breaking the law. But, on the other hand, protesters who have fought these bans have been arrested in their dozens. They've even been arrested in their homes, in their pajamas, in front of their children, just for promoting on social media a protest against this draconian law. Or they've had their doors smashed down by police simply for saying they would go and check a protest against these virus bans. Now, yesterday, Victoria's police chief was asked about these double standards. I have to say, I thought his answer was amazing. And by amazing, I probably mean disgraceful, scary. His answer was this: yes, my police handcuffed a woman in her pajamas, but didn't handcuff Black Lives Matter protesters. In fact, they didn't fine or chase away a single one of those Black Lives Matter protesters because of this critical difference. Those protesters of the left, they are dangerous.
The really significant thing to remember back then, even though we said this was illegal and did not want it to go ahead, we had around the world cities that were burning, we had protests that were violent, we had people being injured, we had property being damaged, places being looted, and absolute mayhem in many societies around the world. We made a decision here that our priority was public order, and on that basis, it was going to be impossible to have a peaceful protest if we were going to try and stop 10 to 20,000 people. We had significant concerns that we would have that type of mayhem in this, in Melbourne.
Well, at least give him marks for honesty. There you have it. In Victoria, at least, if you are dangerous, if you threaten violence, if you threaten to burn down houses, if you cause mayhem, the police will then allow you certain rights, like the right to protest, that the police will not allow if you are a calm, nice, peace-loving type in your pajamas, in your own home, in front of your children.
All right, let's stop right there. He goes on, the full video is on Infowars.com, to say this is tyranny. This is incredibly dangerous. When we post this up to Bandai Video, we'll put the full thing on the full show as well. So please make note of that. Thanks, guys. But he finishes up and doesn't give you the final equation, the final answer, the bottom line. This is UN directed. The UN is in control of that city. In fact, on his show previously, that same talk show host has pointed that out. So have the other talk show hosts. I mean, it's under UN control. It signed an illegal treaty with China, just like we're under UN control. Notice they're facing the same groups, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all Soros. It's international. Their groups are allowed to go out and commit crimes and be violent and are told to, and the police are told to stand down. Peaceful groups aren't allowed to because you're just the general public in Australia. You're an Aussie. You're an American. You're a Brit. You're a German. You're a Spanish. You're a Mexican. You're not supposed to be able to leave your house, but the criminal groups that work for the UN and the globalists, they're allowed to. So it's not just that they threaten violence. They've been allowed to set the precedent that they can be violent and will be violent and won't be prosecuted by the same mayors that control the same police that are under UN control. Those mayors need to be SWAT teamed. They need to go to prison, and the UN needs to be shut down, and China needs to have a military blockade placed on it. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly, kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I was going to take calls, and I'm going to do that a lot this week, but not today, because we have a guest in 30 minutes, and I've got to cover this other news. But I'm going to go back to what I started the whole first hour with, and I'm going to get back into this right now. We're going to be posting this video, we found it, to band.video in the band.video section. Okay? And it's an article out of Town Hall. Big Tech removes a video from prominent think tank for contradicting WHO on coronavirus. That's Town Hall. And it's the prestigious Hoover Institute at Stanford University coming out and saying, look, it's a fact coronavirus isn't killing as many people as the UN said. It's a fact the lockdown is killing massively more people. 10, 20, 30 times they said it's immeasurable how bad it is for everybody. And they just said, nope, you're not allowed to say that. It is in contravention of the WHO. It is God. So American institutions and top academics don't have their speech anymore. And the UN is in charge, and big tech can say, it's our right, it's our speech, we take UN orders. And Congress sits there and fumbles their fingers, twiddles them, and says, well, it's a private company. Racketeering with the UN, racketeering with China to suppress an election meddle, while the news says Russia's meddling. Russia has thrown out the Soros Foundation. Russia doesn't let the United Nations try to overthrow their country. Russians have free speech, but the UN doesn't. Because the UN's trying to take our speech, just like Antifa, just like the left. And the universities have become anti-free speech venues, now launching their attacks out on the rest of the world. And so what do you expect? It's all a bunch of people using political correctness to bully everyone with big mega corporations backing it to sabotage the West and using our openness to destroy us. And we let women's groups and minority groups financed by China, financed by the globalists, tell us we're bad and we're not open enough. And meanwhile, China runs giant slave camps for Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists. And you don't hear a word out of LeBron James about that. We have to counter offense and get in the left's face and get in the academics' face and get in these women's groups' faces and challenge them and chastise them for how pathetic and authoritarian they are instead of running from them and bowing to them politically when they tell us they are the lords of how the world should work. They are the anti-human, anti-woman, anti-family, anti-prosperity movement. Just look at these headlines. Newsom signs bill removing automatic penalty for consensual sex involving minors. They've changed the laws to give 11-year-olds vaccines and abortions without parental consent. It's the state coming in to be the mommy and the daddy, and now the state's coming in saying your 14-year-old children can have sex with an adult as long as it's same sex. Wow, talk about special rights. As long as it's a man screwing your son, it's okay. As long as it's a woman screwing your daughter, it's okay. This is the weird, sick, twisted logic of these freakazoids. The same senator in California that got it passed, same state senator, he got the bill passed 2 years ago that you can give somebody HIV and not get in trouble. I mean, these people mean business. And that's who they are. They're the same deviants that love pyromania and love seeing the state burn, because once they run you out of it, they're just going to buy it all back up. Republicans call for DOJ to investigate Netflix over Cuties film with little 10 and 11-year-old girls rubbing their genitals on camera with their legs spread to adult men. Tulsi release of Cuties proves Netflix complicit in child trafficking. Absolutely. Good job for Tulsi Gabbard. Facebook allows alleged baby rapist to keep account, bans Kyle Rittenhouse. Individual has been arrested for videotaping the rape of a six-month-old baby. In San Marcos, Texas, just south of me. They're all over the place, but it's okay. Because the LGBT community is defending him, saying, well, he's gay, and the baby's gay. The baby identifies as gay, 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 gay. It's okay because Tim Cook's gay. Tim Cook's got death camps, but Tim Cook's gay. This guy rapes babies, but it's okay, he's gay. Gay, gay, gay. Gay, gay, gay. As long as you're gay, it's okay. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And on, because it's spiritual. These people will go out of their way to destroy the society, the culture, their own businesses, their own children. their own futures because people like Gavin Newsom and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Lord Rothschild and all of these people serve evil. That's what they do. That's who they are. And they're making their cultural move. Now, since I mentioned what's really going on with COVID, let's go through the stack. Big Tech removes a video from prominent think tank for contradicting the WHO on coronavirus. Yep. CNN medical analyst calls indoor Trump rally negligent homicide. Suggests Trump should shake some hands. Global COVID-19 cases top 29 million after WHO reports record jump in cases, not in deaths, because it's fake test. Fauci, I'm taking vitamin D supplements to help prevent COVID, and vitamin C is good. He's doing that because he became a laughing stock, saying you don't need it, you die without it. Israel to enter full lockdown, shut schools, close most non-essential businesses from September 18th report. Netanyahu is using that because he's about to be kicked out of power, so he's using that as a giant clampdown of martial law. Shame on Israel. Stelter, speaking of people that look like pedophiles, asked Netflix CEO zero questions about cuties as CNN gives a pass on the film accused of showing child porn for the second time. And it goes on and on. I can't breathe. Aussie woman dragged from car in dramatic altercation with police in lockdown. Police put on extreme display of force in Melbourne, beating up anti-lockdown protests, but worshiping BLM and Antifa protests because that's their boss. That's their UN takeover. And then I love the memes showing all these big health heads, mayors, health department heads around the country who all look like they're dying because they are. Those are the servants of Soren. And he is not a good master. This is the world we live in. It's like using a hammer to kill a fly. Architect of Sweden's COVID-19 anti-lockdown strategy finally vindicated lowest COVID-19 deaths and cases in the world because they did nothing. Police put on extraordinary display, ladies and gentlemen, because they are working for the United Nations. They don't want you outside of your house. CDC walks back COVID-19 testing warrants not to argue with anti-maskers. It's far too late to think lockdowns can make COVID-19 go away. Zero hedge. It's not meant to go away, ladies and gentlemen, because it says that anybody who's ever had a cold or the flu comes up positive, so you can be taken away to a FEMA camp. Author of dystopian classics predicted use of face masks to enforce conformity 70 years ago. Respected German author Ernst Junger predicted the ubiquitousness of face masks to enforce conformity and uniformity in a dystopian future society in a novel called The Worker that was published nearly 90 years ago. Read Paul Joseph Watson's article at Zero Hedge or Summit.news or Infowars.com. Big studies out. Most Americans distrust experts now because they believe they're being lied to, because they know they are. And it goes on and 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 on. All right, when we come back, I'll tell you what we're going to get to when we come back, because there's a lot I'm going to be covering. I'm going to be loading for bear coming up next segment. I'm going to talk about solutions as well. And then we have a special guest joining us from London, England, Brian Rose. I'm Alex Jones. Remember how we defeat Fauci and Bill Gates and all the rest of the scum. You tell folks how to tune into this show, and you do it every time you see somebody. It'll change the world.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Why? In 100 years, it's already killed nearly 200,000 people and counting. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression has cost tens of millions of American jobs and counting. Emboldened white supremacy, unseen since the 60s, and a reckoning on race that's long overdue. And undeniable acceleration of the punishing reality of climate change on our planet and our people, on the lives and livelihoods, which I'd like to talk about now. Jill and I continue, as I suspect all of you do, is pray for everyone in California, Oregon, and Washington, and across the West as these devastating wildfires rage on, just as We hold them in our hearts, those who have faced the hurricanes, tropical storms off our coast of Florida, North Carolina, or like parts of New Orleans.
And he goes on, that was just minutes ago, to blame it on climate change. I guess the Spanish Armada that tried to invade England 500 years ago, that was climate change when the hurricane sunk all the ships. Or when the Chinese had an armada about to invade Japan and the kamikaze, the divine wind, they named kamikaze planes after later, sunk over 1,000 Chinese ships. Was that climate change? Or volcanoes blow up? Is that climate change? They sit there and point everything says climate change, when in truth it has been a change to the topography. They wouldn't let the fire breaks be put in. And all the forest managers at the time said, you're crazy. Whether you're in South America or whether you're in China or whether you're in ancient Europe or ancient Rome or ancient anywhere there was people, they would do fire breaks. Unbelievable. Where do you think the practice of having a yard around your house came from if you live in the woods? It's a fire break. That's why a lot of old houses you see built out in the middle of nowhere will have like a wall of dirt built up around them. It's about 4 feet tall. You can walk right over it, but it's meant to stop fire. This is all stuff humans did. But we've been taken off the land. We've been so domesticated by these people that folks think it's voodoo when you tell them you die without vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. Or if you live by a forest, you better trim the trees back 30 yards from your house. Because lightning strikes it in a dry part of the time, you're going to burn. And again, I know for listeners, you know all this, but man, you think I was happy this morning when I got up and I saw Fauci going, you can take vitamin C and D, you do need it, especially if you're deficient. What the hell does that mean? You do need water, especially if you're dehydrated. Again, this is one of those things like 2 + 2 = 4. We need Fauci to talk to us like we're two-year-olds. Again, he said 6 months ago, no, D3, C, none of it helps you. And there was such a revolt about zinc. That's what hydroxychloroquine does, is make zinc go into your cells. That now he has to come out and say, okay, you need it. It's such an insult to our intelligence. And I got hundreds of articles to cover, but I mean, I think I'm going to do a special news piece about this because in Texas, in Michigan, other states, the FBI raided medical doctors that were preventatively prescribing vitamin C. And you've heard medical doctors call in. We've had them on as guests who try to get insurance to pay for a nice medical-grade multivitamin. And they're like, no, that's no longer available on insurance, even though in the past, doctors could always prescribe a multivitamin. A lot of doctors make money off selling them themselves. Because the UN said no. And look, I've got hundreds of articles, hundreds of clips. But I'm going to just keep saying this because this is everything. Facebook and Twitter and Google and all of them will not let you link to ABC, CBS, NBC, local sheriff's departments arresting people on video with Molotov cocktails and gas cans setting fires in Oregon and California. We showed them last hour. Because they said that that is not allowed according to the Southern Poverty Law Center that controls their policy. So it's not just you can't have Stanford University come out and say COVID has been overblown and that the lockdown's killing more people and the UN says shut it down and it shut down. Now the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL say, you know what, we're going to blame this on climate change. We're going to make this political. And Biden's going to come out and say this. So we're not going to let you know they're arresting all these arsonists that work for them. So they set the policies through the UN and UNESCO going back to the 70s. To not cut fire breaks worldwide. Most countries just ignore the UN. But blue cities and blue states follow the rule. Don't cut fire breaks. Record fires come back. And then they blame you and say it's your fault.
Fire. Cool. Fire. 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 Cool. Fire. 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 Fire.
Cool.
So, again, I'm going to explain this. My parents bought 4 acres here in town back in the 90s, the year I graduated high school, like back in like 92. My dad bought this house for like $85,000, and 4 acres now it's worth like, you know, way more than that because of everybody moving to Texas, but he's been offered millions for it. But the point I'm getting at is they built a pool on it 10 years ago, and they came and harassed them and put tags on every tree and wouldn't let them cut down 2-inch round trees. And I know people in Austin that have bought houses and they cut down a cedar tree that's an invasive species in their backyard, and the city comes out and gives them $5,000 fines. I have a friend happened to last 2 months ago. $5,000 fine for an ugly cedar tree. The neighbors saw them cut it, and here came the city code enforcers. So that's what this is, okay? And if there's ever a forest fire where my dad lives, because it's woods, his house will burn down. Because they won't let them cut any of the trees, or they can pay thousands of dollars depending on how big around it is. I mean, a 4-inch around tree is like $5,000. And so imagine that. It has nothing to do with forestry. It has nothing to do with replanting trees. We have more trees here than we had before the white man came here. Look that up. We got more forest we ever had. And so the answer is getting back to the land and learning how things work. Remember, Trump famously said, well, aren't you supposed to rake the forest? Because at his golf courses, that's what the Scots, and he hired a bunch of Scott folks to run his golf courses. They're some of the best where golf started. They call it raking the forest in Scotland. They call it raking the forest in Germany. That's a term where you don't just cut down dead wood and move it. You rake it. So you go to Europe in areas, man, it's so well kept. You go into a forest, there's nothing on the ground because all that wood has value to be wood chipped, to be turned into starter logs. It's valuable. And they have the local foresters that make a living off that, and they go out and they rake the forests. Yeah, they Googled the term and found it right there. And you build paths that are natural fire breaks. It's called stewardship of the land. Now, I said I get to solutions this segment, and I went too far on that whole issue, but folks, we've woken up inside this tyranny, and it's time to stop it. It's time to end it. Epic. Massive Latinos for Trump caravan underway in Miami, more than 4,000 vehicles. They try to lock you up. They try to say you can't do what that. No. Have caravans. Have boat events. Go hang banners from roadsides. One person can do incredible things. Whatever you do, reach 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people. Call and talk radio. Send out the links to this live show. Whatever you do, find the most effective, truthful media and get it out there, whether it's you or somebody else that you say speaks for you. And that's all I try to do is find all these other great people like Brian Rose coming up, who was reaching millions a week, now he reaches millions a day, and to try to boost what they're doing, and hopefully they boost what we're doing, and together we can override this tyranny. Momentum, Trump. While Biden took another weekend off, President Trump spoke 25,000 followers in Nevada, and CNN said he's a murderer for doing it because somebody will die from COVID. And they're waiting for somebody to die of the flu or the cold out of that 25,000 and say it's COVID. But they don't say a word. Actually, they do say a word. I'm sorry. They had all those millions marching in Black Lives Matter. They had a fake study out saying it actually lowers COVID to march when it's for Black Lives Matter. What a fraud. Does George Soros really represent black people? No. But his movement is called Black Lives Matter. He uses black people as a shield. We'll be right back with Brian Rose and a whole raft of issues. 5G, forced inoculations, media censorship, the global awakening, how to fight back, a lot of positive news. Next hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.